Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，下午好。
I wonder if you know the two books that talk about godliness more than any other.
我知道不知道你们认不认识圣经里面两卷书讲到敬虔。
Okay, they're both in the New Testament.
两个都在新约里头。
Have you come up with one yet?
你想到一个了没有？
Of course, 1 Timothy.
当然，提摩太前书。
And of course, 2 Peter.
那又是绝对是这个彼得后书。
Yeah, everybody knows that.
像大家都知道。
We just want to look at one verse as we begin today.
我们开始之前先读一节。
First Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太前书第三章。
Verse 16.
十六节。
By common confession, great is the mystery of godliness. He who was revealed in the flesh was vindicated in the spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory.
大哉敬虔的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。
Now, if you'll just notice the context, you'll see that Paul is talking about how we should conduct ourselves in the house of God.
我们注意一下这个背景，这个保罗在教导说我们怎么样在神的家里头该表现的。
Notice verse 15.
你注意一下第十五节。
But in case I am delayed, I write so that you'll know how one ought to conduct himself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and support of the truth.
说倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
But in this whole matter of how we conduct ourselves in the church,
在这整件我们该教会里面怎么样行的事情上呢
？We confess together.
我们一起承认。
Great is the mystery of godliness.
就是敬虔的奥秘是很大的。
We're dealing with something that's beyond the simple quantification.
我们在这里触摸到一个是不能够被计算的一件事情。
And we want to look at this matter of godliness again this afternoon.
今天下午我想我们再看一下这个敬虔的这个事。
If I understand it correctly, our brother Jonathan was to speak to the young people regarding godliness yesterday, and I am to speak to the adults regarding godliness.
如果我记得不错的话，昨天彭弟兄是跟年轻人讲到敬虔，那今天我是要跟你们这个年长的讲到敬虔。
But since mostly adults ask questions yesterday, I'm not sure exactly what we're supposed to do today.
但是昨天大部分的这个年长的都问了问题，所以我不太晓得今天该做什么。
So not knowing what to do, I think probably we should pray.
既然不知道，我想最好是开始先祷告。
Our Father, great is the mystery of godliness.
父神大哉是敬虔的奥秘。
And yet we have seen it in Jesus Christ, your Son.
但是我们从你的儿子主耶稣基督看得见。
And it is also our common confession that we have seen godliness in your church, the house of God.
我们大家都承认我们在你的教会可以看到敬虔的奥秘。
Give us understanding into this mystery as we fellowship together.
让我们在这个奥秘里头赐给我们亮光认识。
We ask for your help this afternoon.
我们请你今天下午帮助我们。
In Jesus' precious name.
在主耶稣宝贝的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's look at a few more passages here in 1 Timothy.
我们在提摩太前书再读几处地方。
Chapter 4.
第四章。
Verses 6 and 7.
第六跟第七节。
In pointing out these things to the brethren, you'll be a good servant of Christ Jesus,constantly nourished on the words of the faith and of the sound doctrine which you have been following. But have nothing to do with worldly fables fit only for old women. On the other hand, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness.
你若将这些事提醒弟兄们，便是基督耶稣的好执事，在真道的话语和你向来所服从的善道上得了教育。只要弃绝那世俗的言语和老妇荒谬的话，在敬虔上操练自己。
Chapter 6, verse 3.
第六章第三节。
If anyone advocates a different doctrine and does not agree with sound words, those of our Lord Jesus Christ, and with the doctrine conforming to godliness.
若有人传异教，不服从我们主耶稣基督纯正的话，与那合乎敬虔的道理。
And then we want to look at a few verses in 2 Peter chapter 1.
然后我们看一下彼得后书，在第一章。
And we'll begin reading in verse 2.
我们从第二节开始读。
Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord.
愿恩惠平安因你们认识神和我们主耶稣多多地加给你们。
Seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence.
神的神能已将一切关乎生命和敬虔的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德召我们的主。
For by these he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust.
因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上的从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
Now for this very reason also, applying all diligence in your faith, supply moral excellence. In your moral excellence, knowledge. In your knowledge, self-control. In your self-control, perseverance. In your perseverance, godliness.In your godliness, brotherly love. In your brotherly love, love.
正因这缘故，你们要分外的殷勤。有了信心，又要加上德性；有了德性，又要加上知识；有了知识，又要加上节制；有了节制，又要加上忍耐；有了忍耐，又加上敬虔；有了敬虔，又要加上爱弟兄的心；有了爱弟兄的心，又要加上爱众人的心。
For if these qualities are yours and are increasing,They render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
你们若充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上不至于闲懒不结果子了。
What is godliness?
到底敬虔是什么呢？
The world has a definition for godliness.
世人有一个对这个有一个定义。
Because the world hates godliness.
因为世人他们痛恨敬虔。
And they say that godliness is sanctimonious.
因为他们说这个敬虔只是一个外表上头的东西。
Godliness is when people are pretending to be religious.
就是他们在那边装着他们是很像很宗教化。
Now, worldly people can spot fake godliness.
我们知道世人呢很容易就把假的敬虔那个点出来。
But they also hate true godliness.
但他们也更痛恨真的敬虔。
And of course we know why.
我们也知道为什么。
Because the world believes that everybody believes in the world, I am God.
因为世上每一个人都相信说我自己是神。
And when somebody's life contradicts their being God, they don't like it.
所以当有看到有人的生活跟他们相悖的时候，他们就不喜欢。
So we can't go by the world's definition.
所以我们不能够照世界上的定义。
I have a definition by Webster, the dictionary guy.
我这边有一个 Webster 这个字典上头的一个定义。
Webster was a God-fearing man.
他是一个很敬虔的人。
He says that godliness is an archaic, old-fashioned word.
他说这个字是一个比较古老的字。
Like dinosaur.
就好像恐龙一样。
But it means.
但是他的意思呢
？To be like God.
就像神。
And indeed, that's what godliness is.
其实这个就是敬虔的意思。
You see, Jesus was like God.
因为我们知道我们主耶稣就是像神。
That's what made him godly.
那就因为这样子他是敬虔的。
And he said at the end of his walk on this earth,
他在他走到世界末了的这个最后的时候他讲说
Have you seen me this long and you have not seen the Father?
他说你看了我这么久你还不认识父吗？
Jesus was perfect godliness. Because he was like God. And so we have to give Webster some credit there. But then we have a definition by Vine, the famous Greek scholar.
然后我们有另外一个这个希腊学者, Vine,
he says, godliness is a Godward attitude producing conduct well-pleasing to God.
他说敬虔是向神有一个态度, 然后产生一些的行为让神能够满足。
Now Godward means it's an attitude directed toward God.
所以这里讲说向神, 就是说我们向神有一个,
,心态。 And it's true, you cannot be godly unless you have a sense of being in God's presence. And that God is real.
其实是没错, 因为你不能够有敬虔, 除非你先在神的面前, 而且你有一个态度,
it's an attitude.
这是一个态度的问题。
When God is present with us.
当神在我们的中间时候,
I always notice when people, when somebody important comes into a room, how people change the way they act.
我经常会发现到, 当你很重要的人物来到人群中间的时候, 大家的表现都改变。
So what if Jesus came into this room?
所以如果假设主耶稣今天就来的话,
would you continue to fall asleep?
你会不会继续在那边打瞌睡?
Would you continue to text message your friend?
你会不会在那边继续传你的这个电子邮件?
Especially if he walked over by your aisle.
最特别是如果他走到你那一排的话,
oh, I think you may change your attitude.
我想你的态度一定会改变。
And produce conduct well-pleasing to Jesus.
然后就会产生一些的这个表现, 让主耶稣能够满意。
And our brother Vine gives us an important understanding about godliness.
然后这位Vine弟兄呢, 又给我们一些更重要的认识。
It has to do with our conduct.
他说必须是跟我们的行为有关系。
Our outward conduct should be a result of an inward devotion to the Lord.
我们外面外表的行为是由于我们内在对主的这个敬虔。
And so this conduct is a good place to start.
所以我们外表的这个行为是一个很好的开始。
Now I have a fourth definition, but I'll save that for later.
我还有第四个解释定义，我等一下再讲。
But first I'd like to look at this passage in 2 Peter chapter 1.
第一个我想先看一下彼得后书第一章这里。
To gain a fuller understanding of this matter of godliness.
让我们有一个比较完全的了解关于敬虔。
First of all, we notice in verse 3.
第一个我们想要注意一下第三节。
Seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness.
就是神能已经将一切关乎生命和敬虔的事赐给我们了。
Everything necessary for godliness has been given to us already by grace.
所有能够促使我们敬虔的事情,神已经通通给了我们。
Isn't that wonderful?
这是一个很好的事。
Everything.
每一个事情。
For life and godliness has been given to us by the power of God.
因为我们敬虔的生命是, 在恩赐里面神赐给了我们。
And yet notice in verse 6,
然后你注意一下在第六节,
that this matter of godliness is a character virtue that is progressively developed.
这个敬虔是我们在生活行为上面的一个美德, 而且是继续成长的。
As Peter is talking about the increasing abundance in our life, he says, add to your perseverance godliness.
所以彼得在这边讲到就是我们的生命成长的时候, 有许多的东西加上去, 比如说加上, 节制加上勤俭。
Or as Paul puts it in 1 Timothy, exercise yourself unto godliness.
或者像, 保罗在提摩太前书讲说, 操练你的敬虔。
So here we have that wonderful divine human combination.
所以我们这边有一个很美好的这个神与人性的中间的综合。
God has granted us everything we need for godliness.
神已经赐给我们所有敬虔所需要的。
But we must cooperate and exercise ourselves unto godliness.
但是我们必须要与神合作来操练我们的敬虔。
Now we see in this same verses, especially verse 3,
我们特别在这几节里面,尤其第三节,
a wonderful balance in our Christian life.
让我们看到生命,我们基督徒生命一个很美好的一个平衡。
I want you to notice that it says that God has granted us everything pertaining to life and godliness.
请注意一下,这边讲的说,神已经将一切关乎生命和敬虔的事赐给我们。
Now these are two things that are meant to be given to us in a wonderful balance.
这两件事情是神的特意要在我们生命的平衡的中间赐给我们。
In one sense, we cannot talk about godliness apart from life.
我们不能够分开来生命跟敬虔而论。
Because we'll see that true godliness is involved with life as well.
因为真正的敬虔一定是关乎于生命。
Now, we know that God gives us His life by the grace of God.
好，我们知道神是用他的恩典把他的生命赐给我们。
It is a liberating life.
是一个能够让我们自由的生命。
We've become a new creature.
我们成了一个新造。
We have new desires.
我们一个新的需求。
We have access to new resources.
我们能够得到许多新的资源。
There are rivers of living water beginning to flow through us.
活水的泉源从开始我们里面流露出来。
Life leads to grace, and grace leads to power, and power leads to gift.
我生命进入到恩典，恩典进入到恩赐，恩赐进入到能力。
Our life is to be full of a spontaneous discovery of God and His will.
我们的生命必须要蛮有直觉性的认识神的恩典跟他的本性。
One of the most wonderful aspects of our life is that our wills, when we were saved, were set free to serve God.
我们得救里面最好的一件事情呢，就是我们这个意志被释放了，然后我们能够来服侍神。
Now it's true, man, all men have a free will.
当然没有错，所有的人都有一个自由的意志。
But men's wills are in bondage until they're set free through the grace of Jesus Christ.
但是我们知道，人的自由是被捆绑，除非他被释放，在主的里头被释放。
And so our Christian lives must be full of overflowing life from God.
所以我们基督徒的生命里面必须要满了从神那边来满溢出来的生命。
But along with this abounding gracious life,
但是跟着这么丰满的这个生命
there is also a conforming principle of life that comes from God that's called godliness.
同时间有另外一个真理就跟着生命来就是教我们怎么样磨成变成敬虔的样子。
We don't just have chaotic life.
我们不是有一个这个没有就是混乱的一个生活。
God, from the moment we're born again, begins to exert a conforming influence upon us.
当我们开始得救之后，神就开始把一个力量，让我们能够变成像他的形象的一个力量赐在我们身上。
We read there in 1 Timothy 6:3 that there are teachings that conform us to godliness.
提摩太六章三节那边讲说，那边有神的教育，让我们怎么样变成敬虔。
From the moment we get saved, God is beginning to mold us and make us.
当我们开始认识主了之后，他就开始怎么样在我们身上磨成一个形象。
He brings us through such conforming godliness discipline.
他在许多的这个节制的上头，让我们能够磨成他的样子。
If we want to follow Him, we have to deny ourselves.
我们如果要跟随他，我们必须要放弃自己。
There is a cross for those who would be conformed to godliness.
如果你要磨成敬虔，你必须要背十字架。
There is a discipleship.
这里一定要成为一个门徒。
There is service.
这里要服侍。
There is a yoke.
这里有一个轭。
There is submission.
这里我们要顺服。
And these exertions that come from heaven conform us.To godliness.
所有这些的力量压在我们身上从天而来要我们能够磨成他的样子。
So in our Christian life, on the one hand, we have life. On the other hand, we have godliness.
所以我们的生命一方面有这个生命另外一方面有敬虔。
And the Lord wants us to abound in both of these measures as we grow and progress.
所以当我们在成长的时候神要我们在这两个方面都需要有蛮有这个成长的成熟。
We look at Jesus and see the perfect understanding of godliness.
当我们看到主耶稣的时候，我们看到最好的例子。
In terms of his conduct,
就是他的行为。
He was free.
他是完全自由的。
But he was always reverent.
但是他每一次都是在敬畏的心里。
When he sang the hymns with the disciples,
当他跟门徒在唱诗歌的时候
，He sang them from the heart.
他是从心里头来唱。
When he prayed upon his knees,
当他屈膝在祷告的时候
or when he went out early in the morning for his morning devo,
或是他一大清早在外头做他的晨更
these things were coming out of his life with God. heart. When he carried a restraint upon him, his baptism, his cross.
所以当他在背在他身上一个约束,一个敬礼,一个十字架的时候,
wherever in his earthly life you could see some outward conduct conforming to godliness,
不管他活在地上任何的时候,你都可以看到说他有一个敬虔的行为,
there was never a tinge of showmanship,
从来没有看到任何一个他有一个自我表现的一个摄影,
of hypocrisy, of posturing for the sake of other people.
或者是为了别的人,他在那边装作一些的样式。
He was godly with never a sense of superiority.
他有敬虔,但是从来没有感觉到比别人优越。
And as we know,
我们也是知道,
he went to great pains to expose false postures of godliness.
他经历许多的痛苦来把这个装甲的外表把它
those who prayed in public so they could be heard.
许多人在公开的地方祷告让大家能够听得见。
Those who gave alms in public so they could be seen.
终极求人的人也都在这个外表的上头让大家看得见。
Those who struggled and fasted so everybody would say, oh, look how godly they are.
那些在穷逼自己装出一个外表让人家知道说他们在里面进食在里面节制。
Jesus would have none of it.
主耶稣不要这些东西。
His godliness was authentic. It came out of life.
他的敬虔是一个真正从生命里头流露出来的。
So we see an interesting combination.
所以我们这里看到一个很有意思的一个综合。
We cannot be godly except by the life of God.
我们除非有神的生命,我们不能够敬虔。
And the free, gracious life, on the other hand,
但是在另外一方面,这个自由的恩典生命呢,
conforms itself toward godliness.
也把我们磨成往敬虔的方向去。
To grow in the balance of life and godliness is true life indeed.
所以我们如果活在这个平衡里面,那是真正的生命。
Now immediately, I'm sure you can see the problem.
所以我想马上你们就了解了有一个问题了。
It's that we tend to move one direction or the other.
我们通常是或者往一个方面去,或者往另外一个方面。
Very broadly today, we could see that the church around the world is divided into two camps.
很普遍的,我们看到今天普世的教会就是分成两个阵。
The power camp.
一个是能力阵。
And the holiness camp.
然后一个是圣洁阵。
Very different.
很不同。
But having lost the balance.
他们失去了中间这个平衡。
And this is the tragedy.
这是一个很不幸的事情。
You see, the grace people today are stressing freedom of expression, love.
我们知道,因为恩典,所以今天许多人在那边要求,就是我们怎么样要去爱,要怎么样去自由。
They stress the power of God, the gifts of the Spirit, service by the supernatural working of God.
他们在那边宣扬就是神的恩典,神的能力跟神的恩典。
These groups are really free.
这些的人真的是很自由。
I don't know if you ever visit such a group.
我不知道你们有没有见过他们。
But they have worship songs, and people just dancing around, having a big time.
他们在这个敬拜的时候,他们很自由,很开放,又在那边跳舞,真的是很有意思的时间。
If they like the speaker, they go, hooray!
如果他们听到讲员很好的话,他们就会鼓掌,在那边鼓励他。
I don't think they boo too often, they just get quiet if they don't like the speaker.
如果他不喜欢的话,可能就是安静下来,不会在那边唱反调。
But everybody's free.
但是每一个人都很开放,很自由。
Oh, they come dressed in all kinds of interesting ways.
他们穿着各式各样奇奇怪怪的服装来。And
they stress life, grace, freedom.
他们强调生命,恩典,自由。
Come just as you are.
就照着你的本样来,
be whatever you want to be.
你要想怎么样就怎么样,
say whatever you want to say.
你要说什么就讲,
we're all free here together.
我们这边都是很开放的。
But in their midst, the cross is strangely lacking.
但是在他们中间缺乏了耶稣的十字架。
Discipline is hard to find.
在他们中间,这个规律是很难找得到的。
Their Sunday worship rallies may be 800 strong, but their prayer meeting is made up of 11 people.
他们可能找主日崇拜800人,但是祷告聚会只有11个人。
They don't know order.
他们不知道规律。
And you know what? God's life does not stay when he's grieved by ungodliness.
我们知道神的生命在 一个不敬虔的人的身上，他不会留在那里。
What starts out as God's life
刚开始是神的生命,
just becomes human life.
到最后变成只是人的生命。
Then there's the other groups, the holiness groups.
然后我们现在有另一个阵营, 这个就是, 圣洁的营。
They have a sincere desire to be conformed to godliness.
他们有一个很纯正的一个心, 他们想要敬虔。
You've never seen people more sincere.
你绝对不会发觉到比他们更纯真的这些人。
They're so devoted to the Lord.
啊, 他们向主是很忠心的。
Oh, they can weep at the drop of a hat.
他们在, 一刹那之间就可以在里面哭泣。
Oh, they want the Lord to be in their life.
他们也要求主在他们的生命中间。
And they strive.
他们尽可能的去得到。
But often,
但是经常,
without the power of his life.
但是他没有他生命的能力。
And what happens is, they begin to conform to outward standards of godliness.
所以呢, 他们就变成只是模仿一个敬虔的外表。
They become legalistic.
他们变成, 很律法化。
They define godliness as things you shouldn't do.
他们说敬虔是某些某些你不能做的事情。
They have a caricature of what godliness is in their mind.
他们在他的脑海里面有一个所谓敬虔人的这一个轮廓。
And those people who go along with it become pretenders.
大部分跟从这样子的做法, 他们都变成在那边一个装作的一个做作的外表。
And even self-righteous.
甚至于他们会觉得是, 自己觉得他们是很公义的。
What does Paul call this in 2 Timothy?
在提摩太后书, 保罗怎么讲呢?
Paul is not interested in such a godliness.
保罗并不觉得这个是, 真正的敬虔。
These continual fasters and self-deniers.
这些人继续地在那边进食, 继续地在那边约束自己。
Paul says they have a form of godliness.
保罗说他们有一个,
yet denying the power.
敬虔的外表, 但是却放弃了神的大能。
Oh, this is a terrible backsliding.
这是一个很不幸的一个退后。
Many holiness, deeper life people are irrelevant to this world.
许许多多有这个所谓敬虔更深生命的人在这个世界上已经失去了他们的功效。
And so we see our problem.
所以我们可以看到这边有一个问题。
Where can you find a gracious holiness church?
你到底可以在哪里找到一个有恩典而且有圣洁的教会？
Themselves pursuing holiness,
他们一方面在那边追求敬虔,
and yet welcoming and accepting of all.
但是也同时间在那边接受所有能够进来的人。
This is hard to find.
这是很难找到的。
But it's also just as hard to find,
但是同样的也是很难找到,
a godly, charismatic church.
一个灵恩的这个敬虔的教会。
They may emphasize power, but usually it ends up in some kind of division and some kind of immorality and all kinds of problems.
虽然他们强调这个能力, 但是经常会沦落到这个分裂或者到有一些不洁净的事情。
And it stems once again back to this verse 1, chapter 1, verse 3 in 2 Peter.
而且这个就是从, 这个彼得后书这个一章三节里面再重复出来。
There is a misunderstanding of what holiness is.
因为大家不太了解到底什么是圣洁。
Do you know what holiness is?
你知道圣洁是什么吗?
Simply put, according to 1 Peter, 2 Peter,
很简单的来讲, 就是照着彼得后书,
life and godliness.
就是生命跟敬虔。
Now life itself may be graceful, but it isn't holy until it's conformed to the likeness of Jesus.
我们知道生命本身，如果它不是如果说是向着主耶稣的这个敬虔的话，它本身并没有恩典。But
godliness is not holiness.
但是敬虔并不是圣洁。Unless
it is filled with His overflowing life.
除非你的满了他的
There is nothing more beautiful than to see a Christian filled with the Spirit and godly in conduct.
没有一个比一个基督徒，他不但有神的能力，也有神的这个
Our dear brother yesterday in his testimony remarked that in his young Christian life,
在里面讲到说他在年轻的时候,
he saw two men
他看到两个人,
full of the Holy Spirit
满了圣灵,
and godly in conduct.
他们的生活的见证是满了敬虔,
and it marked his life.
这就注定了,
it's so hard to find such saints today.
我们今天很难找到像这样子的圣徒。
Some folks are godly, but they're a little bit, oh, stuffy.
有的人很敬虔,但是他们很可能就是, 很不能开放。
And then there's some that are, seem spirit-filled, but they, you look at them, they're just completely undisciplined.
有的人他们是满了这个圣灵,但是你看到他们好像生活上面一点没有约束。
It's interesting that the problem with both groups is the same.
我觉得是很有意思,因为这两个这个部分的这个问题是相同的问题。
And what is that?
这个问题是什么呢?
It's the self-life.
就是他们的自我。
That's what prevents true godliness.
他们的自己的生命在那边阻挡了真正的敬虔。
Among holiness people,
在这个圣洁派的人呢,
it's the self-life
是他们老我的生命,
that prevents true godliness.
让他们不能够得到真正的敬虔。
From the life grace people,
就从这个, 恩典生命的这些人呢,
it's the self
是他们的自我,
that prevents
阻止了他们,
true holiness.
可以得到真正的圣洁。
We have seen it many times.
我们经常看到这样子的事情。
It's the Corinthian problem.
就是所谓的哥林多的问题。
There they are, full of grace, full of life, full of gifts.
他们在那里满了恩典,满了生命,满了恩赐。
And yet renegade, wild, unfruitful.
但是他们在那边好像是没有任何的果子,他们在那边很放纵,很无理。
And so Paul had to bring to them the message of the cross, and Christ crucified, in order to try to bring that life into conformity with godly conduct.
所以他必须要把基督的十字架跟基督钉十字架来传给他们，让他们的生命能够有改变。
The tragedy in many of these kinds of grace churches,
今天在很多所谓这些恩典的教会中间的不幸呢,
is that people's self-life and carnality grows unchecked.
就是他们这些人的, 自己的生活跟他们的这个肉体在那边无限制的在发展。
Until even the ministers and the leaders are full of themselves.
甚至于他们中间的领袖们或者他们的传道人们也都是满了自我。
Men of God.
虽然是神人,
whom are, they're above being touched.
他们根本连碰都不能碰。
As men of God, they do whatever they want to do.
是因为神的这个神的使者，所以他们可以做任何他们要做的事。
God puts His stamp of approval on it.
因为神已经把他的这个许可证给了他们。
And this is the beginning of tragedy.
这个就是不幸的开端。But
there is godliness, well-intended, but achieved by the flesh.
但是同时间也有很多这个敬虔，那个有很好的心态，但是他们用不正当的方法来得到。The
flesh decides to perfect ourselves.
他们用肉体想要来完全他们自己。
So Paul had to speak to the Galatians about their problems.
所以保罗跟加拉太人要讲到说这样子的问题。
They began well.
他们开始是很好的。
By grace.
跟着恩典。
By God's gifts and by life.
照着神的恩赐,神的生命。
But somebody has come in and bewitched them.
但是有人进来迷惑了他们,
telling them of a godliness that can be striven for by human effort.
他们跟他传讲说有一个人的力量可以得到的敬虔。
Oh, I'll never forget years ago when Brother Jonathan and I were in an assembly over in the Far East.
我绝对不会忘记，就是当彭弟兄跟我有一次在这个东南亚的时候，
And we were speaking on this matter of godliness.
我们在刚好讲到这个敬虔的问题上头。
And there was a teacher who had come in among those people.
那个时候有一个教师，他们进到这个团体，
and stressed the works holiness.
他这边讲到说这个圣洁的这个工作上头。
Now you know one thing immediately about those people who want to be godly.
我想你们马上就会认识说，如果有人他想要敬虔。
Now no doubt they love the Lord.
我们知道他们是真正爱主。
But they also feel,
但是他们也感觉到
insecure,
啊，有一点不安
，incomplete,
有一点不完全。
The Galatians felt we're so lacking.
加拉太人就好像如此说，我们有些东西没有。
So the preachers came and said, "Of course you are. You have to be circumcised."
所以某传道人就是说，那当然了，是因为你们没有受割礼。
The Galatians said, "Wow, that hurts. That must be religious."
所以这个加拉太人说，啊，这个是受约束，这个一定是这个很宗教的。
And they thought they could attain to a holiness through human effort.
所以他们想，他们可以用人的方法能够得到敬虔。
But all they did was become sanctimonious and self-righteous.
但是他们到最后只是一个虚假的外表，并他们有这个自义的心。
You see, the reality is, it's impossible for a man to be godly.
实际上呢，我们知道说，一个人想要成为敬虔是不可能的。
And until somebody understands the mystery of godliness, they will come short, no matter how they try to approach.
除非一个人他能够了解敬虔的奥秘，他一定会达不到那个敬虔的标准。
Now, let's talk about the path to godliness.
让我们来考虑一下这个往敬虔的这个路径上头。
Because in most Christians it begins well.
因为许多的基督徒开始的时候是很好。
After all, we're saved by the grace of God.
因为最起码我们都是照着神的恩典得救。
Now, our brother shared yesterday an important point.
我们弟兄昨天讲了一个很重要的一点。
Our godliness often begins with a desire to imitate somebody that we see is godly.
我们的敬虔呢，通常是从看到一个敬虔的人开始，我们想要学习他。
Now, does the Bible say we should do that?
圣经有没有叫我们说这样做呢？
Yes.
有。
Paul says, imitate me as I follow Christ.
因为保罗说学习我好像我跟随主一样。
And for a young Christian to see somebody and say, you know, they're so godly, I want to be like that, Lord.
所以有的时候我们一个年轻人说这个人很敬虔，我想要跟着他一样。
Of course, what we're really saying is, Lord, we want to be like you.
其实我们看心里讲的是说主啊我要像你。
That should be the desire of every Christian's heart.
这是应该是每一个基督徒的心声。
Now, if you don't want to be like the Lord, I don't really think you're a Christian.
如果你不想要像主的样子的话，我觉得你不是基督徒。
But He's your Savior, and He's your Lord, and He's your lover. Of course you want to be like Him.
他是你的救主，他是你的恩人，我想你绝对想要说像他。
And so by the grace of God, we determine that we are going to be disciplined in our lives, even so that we can be like such a person.
所以借着神的恩典，我们假如说我们在生命中有些学习，我们要像这个人。
And so we consecrate our lives.
所以我们把我们自己奉献给神。
Now there's tremendous power in consecration.
我们知道在奉献的里头有本身有很大的力量。
Paul uses the term, it actually doesn't say consecration in the Romans.
我们知道在保罗在罗马书讲的时候，并不太讲说这个奉献这个。
He uses the word presentation.
他是讲说把自己呈现。
You present your body as a living sacrifice.
你呈现你的自己当做一个活祭。
You present your members as instruments of righteousness.
你把你的肢体呈现出来当做义的工具。
And what happens when you do that?
说如果你这样做，什么事情发生呢？
God gives you the grace to live godly.
神给你恩典，让你能够过得敬虔的生活。
And you begin to exercise yourself unto godliness.
你开始操练你敬虔的生活。
Paul was always exhorting Timothy. Now, Timothy, study the word, study the word.
保罗一直在劝勉提摩太说，好好的读神的话，好好的读神的话。
And of course, Timothy wanted to be like Paul, so he studied the word and studied the word.
提摩太他也要像保罗一样，所以他一直在那边读主的话。
He presented his mind to God.
他把呈现自己的这个思想。
Oh Lord, help me to rightly divide the word of truth.
他跟神说我教导我怎么样知道这个真理的这个
Have you ever presented your mind to God?
你有没有呈现过你自己的意志给神？
If you haven't, then your mind is being conformed to this world.
如果你还没有的话，那你的这个意志是向世界
But if you present your mind to God, He conforms your mind by renewing it in godliness.
但是如果你把自己的这个意志奉献给神的话，他是模仿成神的这个形象。
Now, Christians who have such a desire to be godly,
我知道基督徒都有一个这个意念，说想要成就敬虔。
You cannot help but start out well.
我想我们绝对是不需要担心，我们开始是好的。
Why?
为什么？
Because God's grace helps you all it can.
因为神的恩典一直在帮助我们。
It's that new creation life within you.
是那个新创造的生命在你里面。
So you press on to godliness.
所以你在那边竭力的往这个敬虔的方向去。
But down the road, as we grow, we have teenage growing problems.
但是在这个路途上走了一点的话呢，我们就好像进入到这个青少年的这个发育的问题。
Now most of you had no problems at all until you became a teenager.
我知道我们大部分的人在做这个青少年之前期都没有什么问题。
Then you started having what we call growing problems.
然后我们就看到说我们上发育上的问题了。
Now this takes two general forms among Christians.
通常在基督徒中间这个两个普通的形态。
First of all, there's the smart Christians. There's dumb Christians and smart Christians.
我们知道有聪明的跟笨的基督徒这两个分。
Now the smart Christians begin to grow and they learn something pretty quick.
聪明的基督徒他们在成长的时候很快学习到一点。
They develop the art of imitation.
他们很快学习到这个怎么样去模仿的这个技术。
Now it's true that at first they were imitating somebody that they wanted to aspire to be like.
没错，他们刚开始的时候在模仿那些他们渴慕想要变成的那个人的样子。
But after a while you learn, you know, there's a certain way these people talk.And a certain way they dress. If I just conform to these things, why everybody will think I'm godly.
他很快的就发现说，你看这些人有一个独特的讲话的方法、穿衣服的方法、行动的方法。我只要抄袭这些，大家都会觉得我是敬虔的。
And so they're quick to learn, and they become imitators of godliness.
所以他们很快就在那边模仿怎么样去做敬虔。
Oh, I'm sorry to say, but we have people among us.Who know how to talk the Christian talk.
啊，我们中间确实是有人他知道怎么样讲这个基督徒的语言。
They know just what's right to wear and then what's not appropriate.
他们知道该怎么样穿着，该怎么样不穿着。
They know what words should be said and not be said.
他们也知道什么话可以讲，什么语言不能讲。
And they've even learned how to imitate humility.
他们甚至于学习怎么样谦卑。
Oh, they're so humble.
哦，他们极其的谦卑。
Now the only problem with imitation godliness.
但是我们知道，在这个模仿敬虔的问题上
is that these garments are very heavy to wear.
就是这些他们所披上、所有穿上的外衣都是很沉重的。
But of course you learn.
当然你会学习。
You only need to wear.Godliness when you're in public with other Christians.
因为你只要在这个公共的场合有别的基督徒在的时候，才需要穿上这个敬虔的外衣。
Because this godliness is heavy to wear, always acting humble, always acting religious, always in some kind of posture.
因为这个东西太重了，所以我们一直都在那边觉得装出一个很沉重一个这个很谦卑的一个样式。
So you learn.At home, I can act natural.
所以你们忽然发现说，在家里我可以照着自然。
At work, I can act natural.
在我的工作场合里面，我可以随其自然。
Now among the saints, I've got to mind my P's and Q's and put on my high priestly garments and wear them.
所以，但是在这个圣徒的中间们呢，我必须要注意这个每一点的细节，然后穿上这个敬虔的外衣。
Now this causes a lot of problems.
这个引起相当多的问题。
Not the least of which your kids see that you're a fake.
最起码你的小孩会知道说你在那边装假。
They see your wicked temper.
他们看到你那个恶劣的脾气。
They see you being unloving to your wife.
他看到说你对你的妻子没有任何一点的爱。
But oh, you're such humble pie among the saints.
但是你在圣徒们中间你是极其的谦卑。
I used to...Many years ago, be a pastor of a Baptist church.
许许多多年以前，我是一个浸信会的牧师。
Now they didn't think much of me because they put the pastor's office down in the basement of the church. I hated that place.
他们并没有觉得我太怎么样，因为他把我放在一个教会里，教堂的这个地下室的里面。
And it had these little slit windows that you could look out.
然后这个有一个很窄小的这个窗户可以看。
Felt like I was in prison in there.
我觉得我好像在被关在监牢里头。
Sometimes I'd be pacing back and forth on Sunday, trying to come up with some message or praying, you know.
星期天早上会在那边踱来踱去，想要讲找一些这个题材能够传。
Then I look out the prison window.
然后我看到这个监狱窗户。
It's looking out on the parking lot.
我看到这个停车场。
I see a man pulling into the parking lot.
我看到有一个人这个把车子开进来。
He's yelling at his wife and he's beating his kids in the back seat.
他在那边骂他的老婆，在那边打他的小孩。
But when I go upstairs and meet them at the door,
但是我走到门口去接欢迎他们的时候
，This angry man,
这一个生气的男人
says, "Hello, pastor."
他说，牧师你好。
Oh, you can spot it a mile off.
哦，你很远很远就可以看出来了。
Feigned godliness.
这一个是假装的
，It's fake.
是假的。
Now there's two things you can tell. If you want to know if you have fake godliness, there's two easy ways.
如果你要知道你这个是装出来的敬虔，有两个东西可以试验一下。
One,
第一个
，It's very heavy to wear.
这个外衣很沉重。
It gets heavier over the years.
然后经过时间会变得更重。
Do you even hesitate to get together with the saints because there's so much makeup you have to put on first?
因为你甚至于不敢跟弟兄姊妹们接触，因为你必须要化妆很久。
You know, it's hard to be an actor in a Broadway play that goes on for 10 years, 7 nights a week.
我们知道在百老汇戏剧里面，如果是十年，然后一个礼拜七天要演，这是很难去演的戏。
False godliness without the power of God is a heavy weight to bear.
假的敬虔如果没有神的能力是一个很沉重的负担。
People who persist in it even become physically sick.
继续在持守这样子的人呢甚至于他们身体的健康都失去了。
But the second way we know if this false godliness is in the person's life.
我们有第二个方法然后看看说这个敬虔是真是假的。
Is that this human godliness that they have.
就是我们这个人所创造出来的这个敬虔。
Has the fragrance.
有一个特别的这个气味
of self-righteousness
就是人的自义的一个特别的气味
You see, when you're godly you're one step superior to everybody else
当你觉得你是敬虔的时候你觉得你比别人都超越一步
And from this vaunted position
然后从这个高高的位置
God has given you a ministry of criticizing everybody else
神给你一个去批评人的一个职事。
And these kinds of godly people are the most judgmental, critical people in the church.
然后这些人在教会里面就是那个最苛刻，然后最喜欢去点出别人错误的。
And it leads more and more to people not liking this person.
然后会继续的越来越多的人不喜欢这个人。
Now they're trying to be godly to be loved by others and God.
我知道他们是想要学习敬虔让大家都能够爱他们也让神爱他们。
But they end up isolating themselves.
但是到最后他把所有的人都隔离了。
It's really a terrible tragedy.
这是一个很不幸的悲剧。
But it's very common in the church.
但是在教会中是很普遍。
Then there's the second group of Christians who grow up. Now they're not quite so smart.
然后我们讲到这个并不太聪明的基督徒。
They don't know how to imitate.
他们不懂得怎么样去装出来。
And they have tried and struggled and tried and struggled for several years toward godliness.
他们许许多多的年下来，他们想要在那边怎么样去敬虔，然后花了很大的力量。
They are obviously failures.
他们是绝对我们所谓承认的这个失败者。
They can never be godly.
他们可以绝对不可能会敬虔的。
I tried reading my Bible.
我试了想读我圣经。
I get up in the morning,
我每天一大清早起来
open my Bible,
打开我的圣经
and it becomes my pillow for the next
然后变成我下一个小时的枕头。
You try, you fail, you try and fail.
尝试失败尝试失败。
Well, you say, there are people who are just meant to be religious. I'm just not one of them.
这边就是讲说有的人是可以敬虔我就不是那一种人。
And then you discover because you're growing in Christ,A wonderful truth.
然后你在成长的过程里面，你在主里头，你忽然发现一个事实。
By the grace of God,
就是靠着神的恩典
，you're free.
你是自由的。
God loves you.
神爱你。
He saved you.
他救了你。
He'll always love you.
他一直会爱你。
He'll always forgive you.
他永远会这个赦免你。
You don't have to be godly if you don't want to be.
如果你不想要的话，你不需要敬虔。
Because He loves you anyway.
因为不管怎么样，他还是爱你。
Oh, what a liberation that is!
哦，当你发现到的时候，这个是多么自由！
The whole weight of godliness rolls off your back.
所有这个敬虔的这个沉重的力量，通通都脱去
了。It reminds me of the Paul's statement to the Galatians in chapter 5.
这也让我想到这个加拉太书保罗在第五章所讲的话。
And verse 13.
第十三节。
Paul says, "Now you were called to freedom, brethren."
这里说。
Only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another.
弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会。
We have this wonderful song we sing. I know you know it. now I can't remember what it is. Our God withheld not his own son.
我们大家大概可能记得这一首诗歌，就是我们的爱子不挽留他的儿。
You know the second verse that says, "Consider how now to spend the days, and the freedom he has won for you."
然后第二节就是说，我们现在考虑他为我们所赢得的自由，我们应该怎么样来用
we've discovered the liberating secret.
我们现在忽然发现到一个这个得释放的秘密。
And we realize we can just be ourselves.
我们发现说，我们就尽管就是变。做我们自己。
Godliness loses ground.
然后这个敬虔就开始被我们排斥。
Devotions, I don't do that.
我就不需要花时间在学习了。
Conduct,
我的行为呢
？Get sloppy,
就开始变得自带了。
Language,
我讲的话呢
？A lot of worldliness,
就很多世界的这个东西在里头。
The godliness loses out.
敬虔就开始失落了。
The world scores 10. God scores nothing.
世界十分，神零分。
Those days when in your early Christian life, when you were pursuing a lover, that is the Lord Himself.
当你在你基督徒开始行生活开始行走的时候，你在那边在追求你所爱的就是主耶稣自己。
You now turn to pursuing pleasure.
你现在转过去去追求肉体的情欲。
Like Solomon in his old age.
就好像所罗门在他年老的时候。
The exercise of our calling to serve God,
我们的呼召的里面要我们怎么样去学习侍奉神
is replaced by making money,
就被赚钱而取代了。
Our times of solitude and seeking the Lord are replaced by an active social life.
我们这个独自在寻求神的这个时间呢，就变成一个很满了很多的这个社交的活动。
And there is no conforming to godliness.
然后我们不会在这边磨成这个神敬虔的形象。
Indeed, the Lord is quite hidden in your life.
主耶稣在你的生命里头是几乎是隐藏的了。
There's no longer any time on your knees.
你也不跪下来了。
Where are those tears?
你的眼泪到哪去了？
How about those times of seeking you used to know?
那个时候你在寻求的这个时候，你通通都忘记了。
And strangely, one of those things that helps you toward godliness so much.
但是很奇怪的是，甚至于有一个能够帮助你得到敬虔的一个方法。
Lover's vows.
就是给神一个爱的这个诺言。
You know the Lord loves it when we vow that we will serve Him.
你知道我们的神很喜欢我们在他面前许下诺言，说我们要服侍他。
But now we say in all of our knowledge, well, I make no vows. I can only do things by the grace of God anyway.
我们现在就开始讲说，我现在没有办法做任何的承诺，我只是反正照着神的恩典行事而已。
In either case, we find ourselves falling short of true godliness.
无论如何，我们就是发现，我们就是远离了这个敬虔。
Now here's my question.
我现在有个问题。
Which one of these two kinds are you?
这两种的基督徒，你是哪一种
？Are you the person who wants to be godly?
你是那个想要的成为敬虔的人
，But you've learned to be an actor.
但是你变成一个演员
，And you're judgmental.
然后你在那边批评
，Or are you the other one who is careless about your Christian life.
或者是另外一个根本不关心你基督徒的生活
，Intolerant of anything the other Christians do.
在那边完全不能够接受任何其他基督徒所做的事情。
And so, as long as nobody pursues, then everybody's okay.
因为没有人追求，大家都相同。
Which one are you?
你是哪一种
？Let me ask you another question, because I know you don't want to answer that.
我知道你问另外一个问题，因为你不想回答前面这个问题。
Now, which one was the Apostle Paul?
保罗是这两个哪一个？
Oh, he was the one who wanted more than anything to be godly.
他是那一个，无论如何他一定要达成到敬虔的那一个。
And he tried with all of the self-disciplined strength of his human life.
他用尽了自己这个操练的力量来约束他的生命。
But he fell into bondage.
但是他陷入到捆绑里头。
He could not be godly.
他不能够成为敬虔。
Until he learned the mystery of godliness.
一直等到他完全认识敬虔的奥秘。
What is the mystery of godliness?
敬虔的奥秘是什么呢？
We see Paul going through that crisis there in Romans 6, 7, and 8.
我们发现到保罗在罗马书六七八章里面所经历的这个危机。
He was on his way toward understanding the mystery.
他是在那边几乎要达到认识这个奥秘的路上。
What is the mystery?
这个到底什么奥秘呢？
Christ in you.
基督在你里面。
Now I want to give you the fourth definition of godliness.
我现在给你这个敬虔的定义，第四个定义。
Godliness is God's ability to reproduce His Son in you.
敬虔就是神的能力，能够把他的儿子生在你的里面。
Godliness is not us trying to be godly.
敬虔不是说我们要学习怎么样像神。
Godliness is God by His power conforming you to the image of His Son.
敬虔是神用他自己的能力把你磨成他儿子的样式。
This is the only godliness that can succeed.
这是唯一能够成功的敬虔。
Only God can produce godliness.
因为只有神能够生出敬虔。
We know Romans chapter 8, but you should look in there. Let's turn to Romans 8.
我想我们看一下罗马书第八章。
There's a familiar verse here.
这里有一个大家很熟悉的经节。
Here's verse 29 of Romans 8.
八章二十九节。
For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
God has his hand on you to conform you to the image of his son. That's your predestined purpose.
神的手在你的身上，因为你已经是注定要被他磨成像他儿子的形象。
Your destiny.Is godliness.
我们可以说你的命运就是敬虔。
This is so, so important to God.
这个对神来讲是相当相当重要的。
But the biggest problem he has is getting our hands off the godliness process.
但是最大的问题呢，是他要把我们的手怎么样从我们自己想要敬虔的这个自我的过程拉出来。
And we come right back to the beginning.
然后我们现在就跑回到这个源头。
Everything has been given unto us pertaining to godliness.
就是关于敬虔的，神已经把每一个都给我们了。
To life and godliness.
去在神的敬虔的生命的里头。
But we have to come, and I'm sorry, I'm talking to adults now. Young people, you should just be imitating and consecrating.
对不起，我现在是跟年长的人讲，我想年轻人你就学习效法就好了。
You have to have a track record of failure before you qualify for understanding the mystery of godliness.
我想你必须要有一个失败的历史，所以你才能够真正的了解这个敬虔的奥秘。
The mystery of godliness does not open up to reason nor doctrine.
因为敬虔的奥秘不是用理由或者是这个道理来解释。
Somewhere along the line, here's what you discover.
在我们这个过程呢，我们忽然发现。
Paul, in his own way, in Romans chapter 7, threw up his hands and said, God, I cannot be godly.
So, 保罗在第七章呢，他那边几乎是举手投降，说神啊，我没有办法敬虔。
Whenever I want to be godly, I find that there's sin and death operating in my members.
说每一次我想要像你，但是我发现我肢体里面有罪在那边运行。
Now, have you ever come to that place?
我不知道你有没有达到这样的地步。
Or is that just something we know about?
或者是只是你知识上头而已。
Sometimes I ask somebody, "Are you crucified with Christ?"
有的时候我问一些人是你与基督同钉十字架了没有
？It's interesting how many times they give me the answer, "I'm trying to be."
真的是很有意思，很多人在那边说我正在往那个方向做。
Which is a sure sign they have no idea what I just asked.
这个绝对是他们根本不了解我在问什么。
Because our being crucified with Christ in the old man is a fact.
因为跟主耶稣同钉十字架这是一个事实。
But it's only when we realize that fact, we can let go of this ceaseless striving to be approved by God by trying.
但是只有我们在认识到，就是我们必须要放弃我们不断的这个尝试，想要让神喜欢我们。
And then we find a life inside.
然后我们忽然发现里面一个生命。
Nevertheless, I live, yet not I.
虽然我活，但并不是我自己活。
Wait a minute, who's living then?
但是谁在我里面活呢？
It's I, but not I.
是我，但是又不是我。
It's Christ living in me.
是基督在我里面活。
Oh, and the life I now live.
那现在我所活的这个生活呢？
Now I still have to cooperate with that life within.
我还是需要跟这个内在的生活这个在合作。
So here's what happens.
所以这个是该发生的事情。
It's early in the morning, but time to get up.
一大清早你要想要起来。
Beep, beep, beep goes your alarm.
你的闹钟开始在响了。
And your old flesh says, I'm not getting up today, I'm too tired.
你的老肉体说，哎呀，今天太累了，起不来。
But the still small voice inside says, yes, get up, come on.
但是里面还有一个微小的声音说，起来，起来。
And all you have to do is say, okay, Lord, I'll get up.
所以你只需要讲说，主好，我起来。
And immediately the grace is there to get up.
然后马上你就有这个恩典让你起得来。
That wasn't much of a battle, was it?
没有太大的挣扎吧。
But you just had to let the Lord lead you and you go along with Him.
你只需要让主带领，然后你就跟随他就是了。
Oh, I don't want to study the Bible. I know the Bible already.
我已经了解圣经，我不需要再读了。
Then the Lord says, but how about this?
但是主说，这个圣经节经节怎么样呢？
Now the Lord often hooks people by saying, I wonder what that means.
有的时候主常常给你一个试验，就是说你就觉得这一句话到底怎么解释？
And then before you know it, He's dragged you into a study of the Bible.
你还不太清楚的时候，你已经开始往这个圣经开始。But
you're enjoying it so much, it hardly seems like godly work.
但是因为你这个特别喜欢这样子做，所以你不太觉得这是一个很特别的事情。
You see, there's a life within you that wants to be heard.
我们知道我们里面有一个生命，这个生命要一直叫我们听它。
There's a life to be obeyed. He's within you. It's not that God is way up there and you're trying to be like Him.
你的生命里面有一个顺服的生命，所以并不是说你要去迫使自己做这些事情。
Oh, dear friends, what a mystery this godliness is.
亲爱的朋友们，这个敬虔的奥秘是极大的一个奥秘。
And I have all confidence that if Paul were here today,
我现在有完全的信心，假如今天保罗在我们中间，
in much better words than I could ever say, he would tell you the same thing.
他给我讲的比我更好，但是他会跟你讲同样的事情。
It's Christ's life within you that is the secret to godliness.
就是基督的生命在你里头，这是敬虔的奥秘。
Now he would say it with a lot better words than I can.
他可能用更好的这个词句比我来讲。
And he would take a lot longer than I do.
他可能花更长的时间来跟你讲。
Now young people, I'm not talking to you.
我不是跟你们年轻人讲这些。
Because your life is still in the discovery life stage.
因为你们的生命还是在那个起初这个结盟的阶段。
But I want you to find Christ and discover Christ.
但是我要你们就怎么样去发现主耶稣。
Often what we call rebellion in our teenagers isn't rebellion at all.
我们经常讲这个年轻人的悖逆并不是悖逆。
It's just a discovering freedom.
只是他们在那边开始在发现。
I guarantee you,
我可以跟你保证,
if one of our young people is full of the life of God,
如果我们中间有一个年轻人是满了基督的生命,
they will be conformed unto godliness.
他们会被磨成敬虔的样式,
in God's good time.
在神自己的时间表达,
now we should not press on kids an outward form.
我们不应该把一个外表套在我们这个年轻人身上,
that you as a 50-year-old adult only came into last year.
就是你自己已经50岁了，你去年才学到的这个敬虔。
Godliness is a progressive thing that's built out of the life within and a response to that life.
敬虔是一个过程，是我们怎么样回应我们里面的一个生命的成长。
That's where the term long suffering comes in.
所以在这边说有这个长久的忍耐，这个话语。
When I see the life of Christ in one of our young people,
就当我在一个年轻人身上看到基督的生命的话，
I rejoice. And I look forward to the day when they will come and realize Galatians 2:20 secrets.
我真的向往有一天他们能够了解加拉太书2章20节里面的秘密。
But to the adults I do speak.
但是今天跟这些年长的人我讲话。
You see, the problem with pursuing godliness is if yourself is still the king.
你知道如果说你自己还是王的话，你在这个追求敬虔上有问题。
It's awfully hard to be godly.
很难成为像神。
Are you deciding and resolving that in 2009 you will conform unto godliness?
你是不是在考虑，在估计说2009年你要磨成这个敬虔的模样呢？
I say you need to discover the secret.
我说你必须要了解这里面的奥秘。
Are you a godly imitator?
你只不过是一个敬虔的模范者吗？
Don't you realize the kids can smell sanctimony like a pair of old sneakers?
你知不知道这个小孩子们甚至于可以闻得出来你这个假装的外表？
True godliness is not self-conscious godliness.
真正的前进是一个忘了自我的前进。
It's a pursuit that comes out of life.
这是一个从生命里面流露出来的追求。
It's a discipline that comes out of life.
这是从生命里出来的一个约束。
It's a restraint that comes out of life.
这是我们从生命出来的一个节制。
And all what we need today, dear brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天何等的需要。
I'm speaking only to the adults.
我现在还是只是跟这个年长的人讲。
We need some brothers and sisters.
我们需要有些的弟兄姊妹们。
Full of the Holy Spirit.
满了圣灵。
Bubbling with life.
这生命在它里面澎湃的
conformed to godliness
磨成敬虔的样式。
That will do more to raise up a strong generation of young people in your church than anything else.
你如果要影响一群的年轻人的话，这个是最好的方法。
If they can see it,
如果他们能够看得见，
then they can run after it.
他们可以跟随这个。
And the Lord will give them grace to be strong.In the Lord.
神会给他们恩典，让他们能够在主里面坚强。
Okay, well, I've said all I wanted to say and probably too much.
我想我已经讲了过多的我想要讲的话。
But I wonder if anybody has a question.
现在看看大家有没有什么问题。
It's wonderful that the mystery has been fully answered.
感谢主，我们这个奥秘是完全解答了。
Well, then I'll say one more thing and we'll stop.
然后我再讲一句一个东西，然后我们就可以停了。
According to 1 Timothy chapter 3,
在提摩太前书第三章
the one place where the mystery of godliness is revealed.Is in God's church.
就是只有一个地方，神在那边启示他的奥秘，就在神的教会。
The church in the days when Paul is writing.
当保罗在写这个书信的时候，那个时候的教会呢
？They still understand the mystery of godliness.
他们还是了解这个敬虔的奥秘。
They still understand that the house of God has a certain conduct.
他们还是了解说这个神的教会有一个表现。
And this conduct has been ordered by the Holy Spirit.
这个行为是这个圣灵在那边掌管。
When Paul tells Timothy, writes this letter to Timothy, it's all about godliness.
当保罗写给提摩太的时候，这个通通都是关于到敬虔。
And practically speaking, what is Paul doing?
那实际上来讲，保罗在做什么呢
？In chapter 2, he's ordering the prayer meeting.
第二章，他在那边组织这个祷告聚会。
Conform to godliness.
怎么样变磨成敬虔
？Chapter 3, he's talking about the bishops.And the deacons, according to godliness.
他讲到长老执事们怎么样要磨成敬虔。
In chapters 4 and 5, he's talking about the widows and family members according to godliness.
在第四章呢，讲到寡妇，再讲到家人要怎么样学习敬虔。
It's in the church that we should see true godliness.
只有在教会，我们才真正看到实际的敬虔。
Life and godliness.
生命敬虔。
Progressing.
继续的这个成长。
From godliness to godliness.
从敬虔进入到敬虔。
From grace to grace.
从恩典进入到恩典。
May that be the reality as the Lord recovers His church today.
愿这个是主神今天给我们在每一个教会的真正的实际。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, no questions, so.
既然没有问题。
Okay, brother.Okay, well, I shared testimony a few years ago here.
我们这边问题就是说，你自己能不能见证一下你怎么样去学习敬虔
？But I could just tell you very briefly.
Okay, 很简短的讲一下。
I was saved when I was 20 years old.
我得救的时候是二十岁。
And when I was saved, I knew the grace of God.
当我得救的时候，我认识神的恩典。
And so I pursued after God. I read the Bible. I remember I read the Bible in 3 months after I became a Christian.
我真的是很那个时候很追求神，所以我大概三个月时间把整个圣经读过。
But I cannot claim anything because I was just so hungry that I just read.
所以我不能说有些什么特别，就是因为我很饥渴，所以我就读了。
And I went to every meeting I could go to.
我去所有的这个聚会。
Whenever they had a conference, I went to every conference I could.
任何一个特会，我每次都参加。
I read the books of great men of God.
我经常读这个圣经，这个基督伟人的这些传记。
And by the first 5 years of my Christian life, I had gained a very good position in godliness.
在我在信仰的头五年，我已经了解了很多这个奥秘敬虔。
And then that's when God pulled the plug out of my godliness bathtub, and all of my human godliness went down the drain.
所以就是在这个时候，神呢就把我所有这个我属肉体的这个敬虔，通通都把它拿掉了。
Now he has a way of doing that in everybody's life.
他在每一个人身上有一个不同的方法做这事。
For me,
对我来讲
，I became a pastor.
我变成一个牧师。
It's very funny.
其实很可笑。
But I was only 5 years old in the Lord. I was already pastor of a church.
我那个时候只在主内五年，我已经是一个教会的牧师了。
Now, so I had to be more godly than everybody else.
所以必须要比所有的人更敬虔，对不对
？At least in public.
最起码在这个大众的面前。
And oh, I tried.
然后我极其的尝试。
But I became very discouraged.
但是我忽然发现我这个没有办法继续下去。
Because I was pastor of a congregation that was very carnal.
因为我的那个教会其实他们是很属肉体。
And by that time I was reading sermons by great men of God.
因为那个时候在跟他们传讲很多这个伟人的这个所讲的这个讲道。
And being a great man of God myself, I would memorize their sermons and repeat them.
因为我自己好像也是属灵伟人，我把他们的这个道理背起来然后去传。
But I didn't find the response as good as I wanted.
但是我并没有发现很好的一个反应。
And besides, I found out something.
然后我又发现到另外一件事情。
I was the shepherd.
我虽然是牧者。
They were the sheep.
他们是羊。
And sheep bite.
然后这个羊会咬人。
And I was very surprised.
我真的是很惊讶。
Now here are these sheep. Now they're paying my salary as a pastor.
你看这些的羊，他们在付我薪水做牧师。
And so they're purposely keeping me as poor as possible.
所以他们故意的让我觉得很穷很穷。
And then they're demanding that I be everything.
然后就要求我做所有的事情。
And besides that, they bit me when I tried to help them.
然后不但如此，当我要帮助他们时，反口来咬我。
And so I began to show my attitude.
所以我开始表现一点我自己的这个脾气。
But more than that,
但是更多的呢
，I could sense my attitude wrong.
我可以感觉到我的这个态度是不正确的。
And my motives were wrong.
然后我的动机也不正确。
And it caused my godly house of cards to collapse.
所以让我的这个敬虔的这个音架整个垮下来了。
It was a good thing for me.
这其实是一件好的事情。
Because I became honest with the saints.
因为我最后跟圣徒们我就变成很诚实。
The first thing I had to do was confess.
我第一件需要做的就是我必须要承认。
You see, we have in the American church we have three genders of people.
所以在美国教会里面，我们有三个这个性别。
There are men, there are women, there are pastors.
有男人、女人跟牧师。
And I had to confess I was a man.
我必须要跟他们承认说我是一个男人。
Now this was a blow to myself since I thought I was like an angel.
因为这个对我是一个很大的打击，因为我想我可能跟天使一样。
But I was a man.
但是我是一个人,
I had to confess it and be it.
我必须要承认接受。
And in this crisis, I began to discover something.
但在这个危机中间，我忽然发现一些事情。
My first step toward resurrection godliness,
就是我跨向这个复活的敬虔第一步。
Was honesty with God.
就是在神面前坦白。
And I found out the most interesting thing.
我发现一个很有意思的事。
When I was honest with God,
当我向神坦白的时候
He was honest with me.
他也向我坦白。
And he did not throw me out.
他并没有把我丢出去。
I said, you know, the truth of the matter is, God, I'm not even sure I believe that part of the Bible. I remember this crisis, 1971. Oh, such a crisis. How can I be a pastor? I don't know if I believe this part of the Bible. It seems to conflict with that part of the Bible. I thought for sure God would kick me out. I thought God would be sanctimonious and say, what? You don't believe the whole Bible? Out, out, out.
我想神可能一定是那种很有威严的，就是说你不相信整个圣经。
But brother, you know what the Lord spoke to me?
但是弟兄神跟我讲话。
He says, you speak with conviction what you believe, and I'll give you more faith to believe.
他说如果你把你所相信的讲出来，我会给你更多的信心来相信。
What a God!
这是多么大的神。
So I preached what I believed.
所以我只传我所相信的。
I believed in salvation.
我相信救恩,
I preached that people got saved.
所以我传救恩, 人得救,
and then I found grace to believe more and more, and now I believe.
所以慢慢慢慢的我有更多恩典,
I'm not sure if I believe my concordance, but I believe the rest of the Bible.
我可能不相信我的串珠,
but the Lord is so gracious.
但是神是满了恩典,
and He had to make me a human being. You know, I know it's hard for people to understand. But there are very hard expectations made on people in ministry. It's hard to be human. People expect superhuman. But I'm thankful in the process of my metamorphosis that the Lord one day 1975, there in Raleigh with Brother Peng,
那次在Raleigh北卡跟彭弟兄,
I took my ordination paper from seminary,
我把我的那个神学院的证书,
and I tore it up.
我把它整个撕毁,
no more reverend,
不是再叫做,
Brother Dana,
只是Dana弟兄,
no more pastor,
不是牧师,
brother in the body of Christ.
只是在主内的一个弟兄。
It took a while for that to become real to me.
当然这个过了一点点的时间才真正感觉到是真实的。
But I'm sure it saved my life.
但是我很确定这个救了我。
And helped me to discover godliness out of free will.
让我从我一个自由的意志里面去发现敬虔。
The Lord lives inside.
神住在我们的里面。
We trust in Him.
我们相信他。
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
基督在我们里面是我们荣耀的盼望。
Lord, we make that our prayer together this afternoon.
主，我们就以这个做我们今天下午的祷告。
Otherwise, godliness is something we cannot attain.
不然的话，敬虔是我们得不到的。
But there is your life.
但是这里有你的生命。
And we're ready for exchange.
我们现在这边要一个交替。
Oh, to live by the power of the life of God.
要顺着神大能的生命而活。
Even as He conforms us to godliness.
甚至于他们把我磨成主的样式。
Forgive us for our rebellion.
赦免我们的悖逆。
Forgive us our hypocrisy.
赦免我们的虚假。
We want to be real people.
我们要成为真正的人。
Full of life.
满了生命。
And conform to godliness.
磨成敬虔的样式。
And for this we pray.
因此我们这样子祷告,
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. Amen.